Hi, welcome to the Anxious Developer Podcast with me, Andres Gervaj. Here I share my knowledge on how to reduce your stress, become more present and productive as a developer. Let's make writing code fun again. On today's episode, I talk about how to heal from anxiety by changing your habits as a software developer. Without further ado, let's dive in. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Anxious Developer Podcast. Hope you're having an amazing week, and like the title was, today we're gonna talk about how you can heal from anxiety by changing your habits. And funny fact is I'm recording this episode already the third time because somehow Logic Pro lost my two recordings, so it's fun. Okay, so let's start with an assumption that I really believed, that healing from anxiety was hard and I had to do so many changes in my life and I have to become actually a monk or a completely new person, and that couldn't be more far from truth. What you actually need to do is become more of you. You need to become more as you instead of another person. So that was a big realization when I already started my healing journey for anxiety. So let's talk about how bad habits hold you from growth. So first important thing to understand is that there are some bad habits during the day that may contribute to your anxiety. For example, for me, that was watching horror movies or playing games late night. And I'm sure some of you may play games and sometimes it's okay, you know. But if you do that on a constant basis before you go to sleep, and especially if you play, I know, something like Counter-Strike or ones that really require a lot of mental work and stimulate you, that's not a good habit because you already worked 8 hours a day. Your mind is already very tired. Maybe your body is not yet, but your mind is very tired. So by putting it to more work, you are creating so much stress on your body for actually no reason. What you should do is maybe read a book or listen to some calm music or take a bath, right? So first step is to ask yourself what habits might contribute to your anxiety. And that might be sometimes hard because usually we're not aware of what habits contribute to our anxiety. Especially in the early days on the healing journey, it's quite hard. So you need to become quite a detective when going through the day to realize, okay, maybe this habit is contributing to my anxiety and I was not aware of it my entire life actually. So note them down, try to see what habits do I do usually during the day, and see maybe those habits actually contribute to your anxiety, you know. And another step after this will be to remove the bad habits first and add new ones after. It's just like a cup of water, you know, you cannot pour more water in it. You need to first take the water out and then put new water. And that's exactly the same with habits. If you're gonna try to add new habits in your life, like meditation, journaling, that's great things, but you're gonna end up pulling a string from two sides. One, you're gonna want to grow and you want to overcome anxiety, and another one is gonna just keep you from doing that. Because you're gonna have two battles in your mind. Even if you're not aware of that, you're gonna keep fighting with yourself, actually. So first thing, realize what bad habits contribute to your anxiety, remove them from your life, and that's not easy, especially when we have phones right now and we stay so much in them. Maybe you need to spend less time on your phone, and that actually nowadays is not an assumption, that's actually something we all must do, because spending too much time on your phone, that already leads to a lot of stress. So friends, please realize how important it is to get rid of your bad habits first and then add new ones. Okay? So let me just give you some example of bad habits that happens in my life that happened, and some good habits that I do daily. So a bad habit for me was watching movies before sleep. Like I already said, that's not really a good idea to do. Another one was listening to a lot of hype music during my work hours. At first it will motivate me, you know, to start my work, and that's great and all this stuff. But then later on it will drain me out, kind of. It will make me more stressed because now I'm dealing with these bugs in the code and I'm figuring out how they work. And then there's this music that kind of motivates me, and it's kind of like I'm fighting with myself almost. So what I did was to remove the music entirely. And not only music, I was also used to watch Twitch during my my work hours. So there was this voice that needs to be with me, because I kind of felt lonely, and I felt like if there is a voice in the background, that's kind of like almost someone is in the room with me, so I feel better. But I didn't realize that's a slippery slope, because eventually I was kind of dependent on someone being around me. So what I did is to remove completely everything that has to do with music, noise, and whatever. So what I ended up using is an app. I forgot the name, but it's basically you can just play natural sounds like nature and stuff like that, you know. That's one great change I did. And at first it was very hard because I was so addicted, almost you can say, to my bad habits. And once I start changing them, was not easy, but it ended up really, really benefiting my mental health. So those are a couple. There's a lot more. I'm sure you can identify for yourself, and some good habits that I do daily. For example, is in the morning, wake up, take a shower, I go do journaling and meditate, or do some imagery videos or reframing videos. So those really help me to prepare for the day and just make sure I'm always on a growth path towards my mental health. And in the evening, like I talked in previous episodes, is to take a bath or read a book, something really simple. You can call it even boring, but that's actually what you're body needs the most. You don't need to stimulate it even more. You don't need to motivate yourself for the next day even more. You just need to relax your body. That's it. And another thing I do before sleep sometimes is also guided meditation for evening anxiety. I'm gonna drop the link in the description of a meditation that I do sometimes, but it's my favorite one. It's meditation from the anxiety guy. He's my friend and mentor, and I really recommend him. And he has a lot more meditation videos, but this one I really recommend. So I'm going to drop the link below in the description. Check it out if you want. And yeah, that was it for today, guys. I hope you have a great weekend ahead of you. And I also like to thank Abhinav Shivam. Sorry if I didn't pronounce your name correctly. But this guy has been helping me with Twitter recently and do my social media stuff, like posting all the stuff on Twitter. But thank you very much for your work. And yeah, hope you guys have a great weekend, and see you in the next episode. Bye bye. This has been another episode of the Anxious Developer Podcast with me, Andres Gervach. Make sure to follow me on Twitter. You can find me at Andre_Skirvach. I would love to connect with you. If you like this episode, make sure to leave a review on iTunes. It's the best way for you to let me know what can I improve. Thanks everyone for listening. Have an amazing week.